brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早安。
Before I start, just to greet you a belated Happy New Year.
在我开始要问候你们之前，要问候你们一声新年好，尽管有点晚。
It seems that it takes so long here.
似乎来这里的时间有相当一段时间没来这里。
But every time I come here, very excited.
但是我每次来的时候都非常激动。
So, but before we start, let's turn our Bible to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16.
在我们今天的信息之前，请会众把圣经翻到提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
提摩太后书第三章十六到十七节。
Let me read it first in English, and our sister will lead you in Chinese.
我会先用英文读，姊妹和会众一起读中文。
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that a man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
提摩太后书第三章十六十七节，会众一起，圣经都是神默示的，与教训、督责，使人归正，教人学义，都是有益。教属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
Okay, in verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. The better translation, all scripture is God breathed.
这里，第三章第十六节讲到圣经是神所默示的，其实更好一点的翻译就是神所用他的气息成就的话语。
神的呼出。
神的呼出的气息。
Okay. Verse 17, the man of God might be complete instead of perfect.
这里说到属神的人得以完全， okay. 应该是得以得以完美。
Okay. Another verse in First Peter chapter 1 verse 25.
下面一节圣经是彼得前书第一章二十五节。
But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is unto you.
彼得前书第一章二十五节，会众一起读。是永存的，是这道。
Chapter 2, verse 2, the same book. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Verse 3, if so ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious.
第一处圣经，彼得前书第二章第二节和第三节，会众一起读，就是爱慕那纯洁的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。
Okay, let's turn to the Old Testament. Psalms 126, verse 5 and 6.
翻到旧约圣经诗篇第126篇第五节第六节。
They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth bearing the bread shall doubtless once again with rejoicing bringing his sheaves with him.
诗篇五到六节，会众一起，流泪撒种的必欢呼收割，那带种流泪出去的必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。
Okay, let's have further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning as we come to your word once again, we commit ourselves into your hand.
主耶稣，早间我们来到你话语的光中，我们再把自己完全交在你的手中。
We pray that the Holy Spirit speak to our hearts.
求你的圣灵亲自对我们的心里讲话。
Grant us the spirit of revelation within.
把赐人智慧启示的灵放在我们的里面。
That we might see you in your word.
好叫我们在你的话中见着你的旨意。
Lord, we trust only in you and you alone.
主耶稣，我们唯一仰望的是你，唯一是你。
We trust on your speaking this morning.
我们相信你一定会对我们讲话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We come to the last of the series of messages concerning the Word of God.
我们今天圣经关于圣经神话语的最后一部分。
We spoke for many months concerning what is the Word of God.
这几个月里面我们都在讲到什么是神的话语。
What is the purpose in the Word of God?
神话语的目的是什么？
What it should be our attitude in the Word of God.
我们对于神话语的态度应该是什么？
Now today I want to share you what are the seven wonders of the Word of God.
今天我要与会众交通的一个主题就是神话语七个奇妙之处。
The seven wonders of the Word of God.
就是圣经的七个奇妙之处。
Number one, the Word of God is a supernatural book.
第一点要讲的时候是神的圣经是一本超自然的神奇的书卷。
As we read a while ago, 2 Timothy 3:16, the word of God is God breathed.
所以当我们刚才读到提摩太后书里面讲到说神的话语圣经是神呼出的话语。
Whenever the Bible speaks, God speaks.
当圣经所讲的就是神所要讲的话语。
Whenever we touch the word of God, we touch God himself.
当我们摸到圣经上的话语我们就摸到了神本身。
When we hear the word of the Bible, it is God speak to our hearts.
当我们在看读圣经的时候，事实上是神在对我们的心里讲话。
This book is not an ordinary book.
弟兄姊妹们，这绝对不是一个普通的书卷。
It is the book of the ages.
这是万古长存的书卷。
A lot of good books here in the world today.
在世界上有许多好的书籍。
But it just come and go.
但是这些书籍来了就走了。
Only the Bible.Remains endure forever.
但是唯有圣经是万古长存。
I'm very much impressed with the Jewish people, especially those rabbi.
当我想到犹太人，特别是犹太人的拉比。
You know, according to history, when they copy the word of God.
当根据历史记载，当这些拉比，犹太人的拉比，当他们抄袭圣经的时候。
Because at that time there is no printing press.
那时候没有打印的设备。
When they copy the word of God literally from parchment to parchment.
当他们这样一段一段的抄圣经的时候
Every time they come to the word God,
当他们每次要抄的这个字儿神的时候
they need to the washroom and take a bath.
他们就会要去来洗一个澡
Because they feel God, the name of God is so holy, they need to come before God with such reverence.
因为他们觉得神的名是如此的圣洁他们应该存敬畏谦卑的心来对待这个词
And while they are copying this, the Bible verses from parchment to parchment,
当他们在这一节一节抄圣经的时候
When they commit a little mistake,
他们有出现了一丁点错误的时候
they need to destroy the whole parchment and start all over again.
他们就把整卷他们抄的这一片东西都毁掉要重新的开始
Because they feel the word of God should be error free.
因为他们认为在抄袭神的话语的时候一定要毫无差错
And whenever they read the word of God,
当他们读神的话语的时候
they don't use their fingers to point to the verses.
他们绝对不用他们的手指来指这些话语的经节
they use a piece of stick to point to the verses.
他们拿一个小棍子来指这个话语的经节
because they feel God's word is holy, it cannot be touched by human hands.
他们觉得神的话语是如此的圣洁绝对不能用的人的手指来去
But so sad to say, a lot ofUs Christians today just take the word of God for granted.
但是今天我们却有许多的基督徒却就这样把神的话语当作想当然。
Some Christians even make fun of the word of God.
甚至有些基督徒来轻看神的话语来取笑。
Especially there's a young people over here this morning.
特别是在会众当中有一些年轻的弟兄姊妹。
You need to give respect to the word of God.
真的要尊重神的话语。
Because it is the breath of God.
因为这是神的呼吸。
When the Bible speaks, God speaks.
当圣经讲话的时候神是在神在讲话
It is the book of the ages.
这是万古长存的书籍
Number two, the word of God is a spiritual book.
第二点要讲的时候圣经它是一个属灵的书籍
It needs the Holy Spirit to reveal His word to us that we might understand.
只有当圣灵来启示给我们的时候我们才能够买
We see in Luke chapter 24.
当了路加福音第24章的时候
When the two disciples of Jesus was going down to the road of Emmaus.
当耶稣的两个门徒在走在以马忤斯的路上的时候
It is the time when the Lord was crucified and that the third day
那是基督被钉死在十字架之后第三天之后
And they are so feel so depressed
他们是如此的沮丧
But the thing is they knew that the Lord told them after three days the Son of Man will rise from the dead
但是他们心里确实是知道基督曾经告诉他们到三天之后他必复活从死里复活
but how come they are still so discouraged and depressed
为什么他们如此的沮丧失望呢
to such extent they don't wait in Jerusalem they go back to Emmaus
到一个程度，他们甚至离开了耶路撒冷，回到以马忤斯。
It's because the Holy Spirit didn't reveal the word to them.
因为圣灵没有向他们开启。
Not until the Lord appeared to them.
直到主耶稣自己向他们显现。
And speak to them and open the scripture to them.
亲自对他们讲话，并且把圣经的章节对他们展开。
The Bible and their eyes are open.
圣经告诉我们说，他们的眼就被开启了。
And they are burning.
他们的心就火。
Then when the Lord lead them into that so-called dwelling place and break the bread.
当神与他们一同到了他们所居住的地方，掰开饼的时候。
And they realized this Jesus who was talking with us on the road to Emmaus is the Christ who had risen from the dead.
他们就意识到这个耶稣是跟他们一路走过来，到了他们居住地的这段时间，真的是那位复活的基督。
Brother and sister, we need the Holy Spirit to reveal God's word to us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们真的希望圣灵能够亲自启示他的话语在我们的里面。
Without the Spirit revelation, we are just like the Pharisees.
因为没有圣灵的启示，我们跟法利赛人没有两样。
Outwardly they knew all the Scripture.
从外面说，他们知道所有的经节。
But they missed the main point.
但是他们失去了最主要的那一点。
They missed the revelation of Jesus Christ.
他们没有基督的启示。
Pharisees said, "We need the revelation of the Holy Spirit."
弟兄姊妹们，我们真的需要圣灵对我们的开启。
No, I might have already mentioned concerning my testimony.
我可能在这之前已经提到关于我自己的见证。
Everybody of us knows the verse in Ephesians.
我们都知道这个以弗所书。
There is no Jew, no Greek, no bond, no free, but Christ is all and in all.
我们知道这样没有犹太人，没有希腊人，没有化外人，只有基督，基督是一切。
And in our concept, you know, if you say no Jew, no Greek, it means to say there is no distinction in the church whether you are an American, whether you are Chinese.
当我们说到没有犹太人，没有化外人，希利人离人的时候，我们是讲的没有种族和国界的区别，没有中国人和美国人。
But one day the Lord spoke to me.
当有一天基督徒主对我讲话的时候。
When you say no Jew nor Greek, it means to say the distinction doesn't even exist.
当主对我讲话的时候，我意识到这里面说的没有犹太人，没有希腊人，其实连个界限都没有，本身就没有这个界限。
When the person is born again,
当一个重生的人，
he's a new creation in Christ Jesus.
他在基督里是新造的。
He's not a Christian, a Chinese Christian.
他不是重生为中国的基督徒。
He's not American Christian.
他也不重生为美基督徒。
He's born as a child of God.
他是作为神的儿女重生。
So the distinction between Chinese and American and Greek and Hebrew doesn't even exist.
所以从希伯来人、中国人、美国人、希腊人是没有任何区别的。
That's why we need the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们真的需要神对我们亲自启示。
For the scripture is a spiritual book.
因为我们所读的这些经节都是灵的书籍。
Number three, the word of God, the Bible, is the Savior's book.
第三点，我们这个圣经是我们基督的救主的书卷。
It is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
是基督自己的启示。
Every single positive thing in the Bible.
这所有圣经里的经节。
Speak of the nature, the person, the attributes of our Savior.
只讲到一位，就是我们的救主，讲到他的性格，他的美德。
If you look at the Old Testament.
当你读到旧约的时候。
There are a lot of people there, the prophets.
有许多的先知
such as Moses, David, Jeremiah,
像大卫和耶利米
yes, Moses servant faithful to God in his house.
是的，摩西在他的家中尽忠
but he is only a shadow of the real faithful servant, is our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他只是将来这位忠心的仆人的一个影儿
talk,
就是我们的基督
if you talk about Aaron the high priest,
当我们讲到亚伦这个大祭司
you know, he served minister to the children of Israel by, you know, putting on the sacrifices.
他来侍奉以色列人来做所有的祭牲献祭
but when you look closely,
但是你仔细看的时候
Aaron is just but a shadow of the real high priest, is our Lord Jesus Christ.
亚伦只是我们真正大祭司的影儿就是我们的基督
He is the mediator between God and man.
他是神与人之间的中保
Because of his work, we can come directly to God.
因为他的所事我们可以直接来到神的面前
We come to talk about King David.
我们讲到大卫王
King David is a king who ruled for God's people.
大卫王是来为 神来掌赐列名的。
But if you look closely, kingdom is just by the shadow of the real King, our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是你看圣经的时候，你就知道大其实只是我们真正大君王的一个影子。
He's the King of Kings, He's the Lord of Lords.
他是我们万王之王，万主之主。
You talk about Jeremiah, the prophet.
当我们讲到耶利米这位先知。
He grieves for God's people.
他为神的百姓而哭泣。
But the real prophet, but Jeremiah is only a shadow of the real prophet, our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是耶利米只是一个影儿，我们真正的主是我们的耶稣。
Or every time we are not in our spirit.
每次我们不在我们圣灵当中的时候。
And every time we fall into sin.
如果我们犯罪的时候。
Christ is not Jeremiah who grieve before God on our behalf.
基督就是那位哭泣的耶利米，在神面前为我们的罪而哭泣。
One time a brother said.
有一次一个弟兄说
If you look at the Bible,
如果你读圣经
Every positive thing that is mentioned in the Bible is just the reality of Christ.
每个圣经上所讲的可能所提到的都是基督的实际
whenever we come to the Bible,
所以每次我们来到圣经
May the Lord reveal himself to us.
愿主自己亲自开启我们
Because it is a serious book.
因为它是救主的书
Number four, it is a sovereign book.
第四点，它是一个至高无上的书卷。
It is a sovereign book.
是至高无上的书卷。
It means to say God has the Bible has the complete authority over every spiritual matters.
所以就是说，圣经上所启示的是超越一切其他的属灵的事情。
In other words, what is the foundation or the basis of our daily living?
换一句话说，我们每日生活的基本是什么呢？根基是什么呢
？Is it the Chinese culture?
是中国的文化吗
？Is it the American culture?
还是美国的文化
？Today, our basis of our daily living.
今天我们所有的日常生活的根基。
The principle, the role model is what is revealed to us in the Word of God.
和原则还有这一切所要求我们做的都是在圣经里详细的向我们记载了
For example, how do you behave as a husband?
比如说你是作为一个丈夫你应该怎么样履行
The Bible tells us, husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself
圣经上说基督爱丈夫应该爱妻子就像基督爱为教会舍己
Then you will say, well, surely we love his wife
那你就会说丈夫当然要爱妻子了
But I don't think so
但我不这样真的这样
If that is always the case the Bible won't say husband love your wife
那如果真的是这样的话圣经就应该说丈夫一直爱妻子
During courtship the man loved the woman
在求婚的时候是的男人爱女弟兄爱丈丈夫爱妻子
But after they get married become the husband and the wife
当他们结婚之后变成了夫妻之间的关系
you start to what? Discover a lot of negative things in your wife
你就发现在你的妻子上有很多不美的地方
The thing is, do you love your wife still?
那你这样的情况下你还爱你的妻子
You know, that's why in our society today it's so messed up, there's a lot of divorce
所以在现今的社会是如此的混乱有那么多的离婚
Because the husband said, I can't take it no more
因为丈夫说我不能再忍受了
There's too much negative things in my wife
我妻子实在是有太多的缺点
But brothers and sisters, we are not living in the American culture
弟兄姊妹们我们不是生活在这样的一个文化背景
We are living in the culture which God has set for us
我们所生活的背景是神所为我们命定的
Husband, love your wife
弟兄们求你丈夫们，请你爱你们的妻子。
Regardless of how negative your wife is，
不管你的妻子有多少的弱点。
Regardless how imperfect your wife is，
不管她是多么的不完美。
Husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church。
丈夫们，请你们爱你们的妻子，如基督爱教会。
On the other hand, wife, subject yourself to your husband。
换一句话说，换一个方面，就是妻子请你们顺服你们的丈夫。
You know, the American culture says, "Oh, everyone is equal."
在美国的风俗文化就是说，人人平等。
Husband and wife, we are all equal.
丈夫和妻子都是平等的。
Yes, in the eyes of God, we are equal.
是的，在神的眼中，我们是平等的。
We are all sinners saved by grace.
我们都是蒙恩的罪人。
But in God's eye, we play a different role.
但是在神的里面，我们却有不同的职责。
The wife is subject to the husband.
做妻子的要顺服丈夫。
Regardless whether your husband is unreasonable.
不管你的丈夫合情理。
Or whether it's according to your standard or not according to your standard.
是不是他是不是符合或者不符合你所设立的标准
？The Bible tells us that the wife needs to subject to your husband.
圣经上说。 妻子应当顺服丈夫。
As Christ is subject to, as the church is subject to Christ.
就像教会来顺服基督。
Brothers and sisters, we all should see one thing.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都要看到一点。
That our life and living is based upon the word of God.
我们的生命气息都基于基督。
Because it's a sovereign book.
基于圣经上，因为它是一个至高无上的书卷。
That's why George Washington said.
所以乔治华盛顿说。
It is righteously impossible to govern this country without the word of God.
就公义来说，如果没有神来掌管治理这个国家是不可能的。
We need the word of God in this country.
我们要这个国家需要神。
We need the word of God in our family.
我们需要圣经在我家中。
We need the word of God in our daily living.
在我们每日的生活需要神的话语。
Because the word of God is a sovereign book, it's a guideline, it's a compass to a life that is pleasing in the eyes of God.
因为圣经是至高无上的书，它是我们生活的准则和标杆，它设定了我们一切生活的标准。
The Bible also is a surviving book.
圣经是一个长存的书。
Now, how many do we got? It is a supernatural book.
我们还记得吗？它是一个奇妙的书卷，超自然的。
It is a spiritual book.
是一个属灵的书卷。
It is a Savior's book.
是一本关于救主的书。
It is a sovereign book.
是一本至高无上的书。
Number five, it's a surviving book.
第五点，它是一个长存的书卷。
Last time I shared with you already,the kingdom comes and rise and fall.
上一次我已经跟会众交通过，潮起君王，潮起潮落。
But only the word of God remains forever.
但是只有神的话语永远长存。
You know, we can see during the Nazi Germany.
我们记得在德国纳粹的期间。
You know how the Nazi tried to destroy the word of God.
纳粹的军队想要销毁神的话语。
If you go to the Holy See in Jerusalem.
你如果到耶路撒冷，纳粹大屠杀的那个博物馆里去。
We can see the Torah that is smeared with the blood of the rabbis.
我们可以看到，那些书卷们，圣经的书卷们都被弄得特别模糊。
The blood of the rabbis.
都被血所污。
Why? For what reason? Because the rabbis just covered their whole body to protect the word of God.
这是为什么呢？因为这些拉比用自己身体来覆盖这个书卷上。
Well,
保护这个书。
The Nazi Germany said this is the so-called generation that will go on for 1,000 years.
纳粹军队说我们这个会继续几千年。
But where is Nazi Germany right now?
但是纳粹军队在哪儿呢？现在
？But hallelujah.
但是赞美主。
The word of God endureth forever.
神的话语立定在。
Look at China.
看看中国。
During that time where they tried to destroy the word of God.
当产党想要来毁坏神书卷圣经的时候。
Until now they surrender.
到现在他们也投降了。
Even though they that openly let people read the word of God.
他们现在能够当众说你们可以读这个圣经。
But yet people, there are so much people reading the word of God in China nowadays.
现在在中国有那么多的人在读神的话语。
Because no one can defeat the word of God.
因为没有人能够打败神的话语。
No matter how strong his government is.
不管这个政府有多么强大。
The word of God endures forever.
神的话语永远长存。
Number six, the word of God is a sustaining book.
第六点，神的话语是让我们是支持我们生活的必须的一卷书籍。
That's why Matthew chapter 4 verse 4 says.
所以在马太福音第四章第四节说到
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
人不能单靠食物，而是靠神口中所吐的一切的话语。
A while ago we read 1 Peter chapter 2.
当我们读到彼得后书第二节的时候
As newborn babe desire sincere milk of the word, you may grow thereby.
说到当新生儿就像那爱慕纯净的灵就像才生的婴儿爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此增长。我们也应该爱慕灵奶。
We can testify the fact that I'm standing here today, you are sitting here today. It's all because the word of God sustains us day by day.
我们都可以这样的见证，不管是我站在这儿向你们讲话，还是你们坐那儿听，我们都可以见证一件事情，就是神的话语来让我们能够过每日的生活。
Do you amen, brothers and sisters? We all go through a lot of problems day by day.
你同意吗？我们每天都会经历许多的事情。
Your problem might be different from my problem.
也许你所面临的问题跟我所面临的问题不一样。
But in other words, living in this world is not an easy thing.
换一句话说，在这个世界上生存是不是一件容易的事儿。
But、thank God.
但是感谢神。
It is because the word of God sustained me and sustained all of us that we are here today.
因为神的话语支持我们，抚养我们一日。
Every time we feel so depressed.
每当我们感到的时候。
When we read the word of God.
当神的话语。
The word of God is just food to us.
神的话语就让我们得满足。
It is the manna that sustained us through the 40 years in the wilderness.
就像在旷野40年以色列人吃天上来的玛拿一样，神的话语在我们的里面够成为我们的供给。
One day, if you tell me, brother Lawrence, if one day you let's not talk about the Bible anymore, let's talk about other things.
如果你对我说，劳伦斯弟兄，我们不要再讲圣经，我们讲讲其他的好吗
？Let me tell you, that is the day I'm going to resign. I'm not going to speak no more.
那我就会辞职，我不会再向这里面给你们讲话。
Because we are here for just for one mission.
我们在这里只有一个职责
and this is only our burden,
一个使命一个负担
and the burden of the ministry,
就是我们侍奉
is to preach the word of God to you all.
就是我们要向神的子民传讲神的话语
it is a sustaining book.
这个是供给我们的书卷
Lastly, it's a powerful book.
最后一点它是一个强有力的书卷
That's why the Bible tells us, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
所以圣经上告诉我们，我对你所说，他们是灵，是生命。
We can all testify that today we are saved is all because of the word of God that get into us like a seed.
所以我们都可以见证，今天我们为什么能够得救，都是因为神的话语入到我们里面，像种子一样长出来。
Today we are the children of God.
今天我们是神的儿女。
It's because the word of God comes into us and gave us eternal life.
因为神的话语进到我们的里面，在我们的里面有了永生。
Praise the Lord for the wonders of the Word of God.
赞美主为他奇妙的话语。
Now what should we do with the Word of God?
那我们该怎么样对待圣经呢
？This is the second big thing. What should we do to the Word of God?
这是第二件最重要的事情。我们怎么样对待圣经神
的话语呢 ？We need to preach the Word of God.
我们要来传讲神的话语。
Why should we preach the Word of God?
我们为什么要传讲神的话语呢
？Because the Word of God is because the soul of People are precious.
因为人的魂是非常宝贵的。
The soul of man is precious.
因为人的灵魂是非常。
They need the word of God.
他们需要神的话语。
You know, let me give you a testimony. When I came to the United
States. 让我给你做一个见证。当我来美国的时候。
I still don't have the proper paperwork to go to work.
我没有法律的文件去工作。
So I.Instead of staying at home doing nothing, I volunteer in St. Luke's Hospital.
所以我没有无所事事，而我去到了圣路加医院做志愿者。
Yeah, 2 hours in the gift shop and 2 hours in the emergency room.
两个小时我在这个纪念品的商店里工作，两个小时我去到急诊室工作。
But here comes Valentine's Day.
那到了情人节的时候。
I was saying, what should I give my wife?
那我在想，我应该给我妻子送什么礼物呢
？I only had about $20 in my pocket.
在我的口袋里只有20块钱。
So I looked through the so-called jewelry. I found a diamond ring.
所以我看了看这所有的珠宝里面，我发现一个宝石的珠宝，钻戒。
It says less than $20. I said, wow.
我一看它是低于20块钱
and I said,
我就很惊奇
Then I asked the manager, is that a real diamond? Oh yes it is, it's a Russian diamond
我就问这个经理我说这是真的钻戒吗他说真的是俄罗斯钻戒
I said, wow, that's a bargain, isn't it?
我说这个价钱太好了真的是一个好的东西
Afterwards not knowing that it's a Russian diamond it's a so-called man-made diamond that's why it's so cheap
后来我就发现半天那是人造的钻戒
Now you go to jewelry store nowadays
如果你现在到那些珠宝店
all kinds of diamonds is there.
有各种各样的珠宝
But the prices differs.
但是呢价钱却不一样
From $1,000 to $100,000 even $1,000,000
从1000块到10,000块甚至100,000
It's all because of the size, the quality of the diamond.
全都是因为这个珠宝的质量和它的大小
The higher is the price, the more precious it is.
如果它的价钱越高的话，就更加的珍贵。
But let me tell you, there is one thing that is more precious than silver and gold than diamond. It is the soul of man.
我要告诉你，有一件是比金比银宝贵的，那就是人的灵魂。
It is precious that God need to send His only Son to save us.
人的灵魂是如此的主要，神甚至差遣他的独生爱子来拯救我们。
There's a preacher which once said.
有一个传道家曾经讲过
If there is only one sinner in this world today,
如果在这个世界上还有一个罪人
Will God send his son to die for this one sinner?
神会差遣他的儿子来到世上为这一个罪人死吗
Yes, he will.
是的，他会的
For the Bible says God will that all men to be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth.
因为圣经上说神愿万人得救来得神丰盛的生命
If God, in God's eyes, man's soul is so precious, shouldn't we take man's soul so precious also?
如果神看人的灵魂如此宝贵，难道我们不要看人的灵魂如此宝贵吗？
A lot of times we try to judge people according to their upbringing, according to their culture, according to their livelihood.
那我们时常就喜欢来评论，看看他的背景和他的生活习惯。
Oh, if he's a proper businessman, oh, he needs saved.
那我们一个正常的一个做生意的人，我们就说，哦，他应该得救。
When we see a homeless person, he doesn't take a bath. Okay, let's forget about it. Maybe later.
你也许在路边看到一个流浪汉，他连洗澡都不洗，你可能会想，也许我现在不要给他传福音。
Brothers and sisters, both of them are precious in the eyes of God.
但是弟兄姊妹们，这两种人在神的眼中一样珍贵。
That's why we need to preach the gospel.
所以我们要来传讲神的福音。
Because man's soul is precious.
因为人的灵魂是如此的宝贵。
Number two, man's soul is eternal.
第二点，人的灵魂是长久的，是到永生的。
Yeah, this body comes and one day will go away.
我们这个肉身有一天会过去。
But the life of man, the soul of man goes eternal, lives on forever and ever and ever and ever.
但是人的魂却永久的长存。
But the only difference is it going to hell or is it going to heaven?
唯一的区别是魂是到天堂还是到地狱
You know, a few weeks ago we had a meeting with the so-called high friends
那几个礼拜我们与高中生团队的家长有一个有一个会议
Because we found out a lot of so-called high school those who went to high school a lot of them are not yet saved
那我们因为我们发现在有许多高中生当中他们都没有得救
So our brother Sean tried to encourage the parents
我们的弟兄上他就想要鼓励一下这些父母
He said, brothers and sisters, if the Lord will come back tomorrow
那弟兄姊妹们如果主明天就回来了
Where will your children be?
你的孩子会在哪儿呢
Is it in heaven or is it in hell?
他是在天堂还是在地狱呢
A lot of times we take for granted
有的时候我们太不重视这个问题
Or we assume that they are saved
我们就想当然认为他们是得救的
Or it's because they're attending the Sunday school children's meeting.
因为他们都上主日学
Or maybe they always come to the meeting also.
或者他们总来聚会
And they also speak what we speak.
他们讲的话跟我讲的道是一样的
But the thing is, are they saved?
但问他们真的得救了吗
Today, brothers and sisters, we pay a lot of attention to the education of our children.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天太重视我们孩子们的教育。
We feel like are they getting more than 90 because they are going to a good college?
我们就要看看他的分数是不是超过90分以上，好去一个好的大学。
We start to pressure them. Come on, you need to study hard.
还是我们就给他们压力，告诉他们要好好学习。
This is your future.
告诉他们这是你的前途。
Brother, Is that really what we need to do with our children?
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们真的唯一的要对我们孩子做的吗？
Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I don't mean to say you should tell your children just take your time, have an easy time. No, I don't mean like that.
不要错解误解我。我不是说你的孩子应该慢慢的来，不用得好分数，不用好好学习。
Because children need to study. That is your job.
因为孩子们，你们需要学习，因为这是你们的工作。
But there is one thing more important than education.
但是还有一个比你们受教育更加主要的。
It is the salvation of the soul of your children.
就是你孩子灵得救救恩。
Brothers and sisters, let me tell you this morning.
弟兄们，我今天要告诉你。
If you are sure that your children have
如果你还不确定你的孩子是不是得救。
This evening you better drop on your knees and pray to the Lord.
你今天晚上一定要跪在主的面前为此事祷告。
You better speak to your children, preach the gospel to your children. That is your priority.
你最好向你的孩子来传讲神的福音，对他讲神的话语，这是你要尽的职责。
Because if God comes today,
如果主今天就来了，
who will your children be?
你的孩子会在哪儿呢
Brothers and sisters, should we be careful about our children?
难道我们不应该对我们的孩子很小心吗
Or we said we love our children, we give them whatever they want, whatever they need.
我们说我们爱我们的孩子，我给他们所需要的。
But let me tell you, this is what your child needs, eternal life.
但是我告诉你，你的孩子首先需要一个永生。
They need to be saved.
他们需要被得救。
So, brothers and sisters, don't put the responsibility on the responsible ones or the Sunday school teacher. You, as the parents, should preach the gospel to your children and make sure they are saved, make sure that they receive Jesus Christ in their heart.
向你的孩子讲福音，告诉耶稣基督的救恩，让他得救，不是主日学老师的事情，也不是任何其他人负责人的事情，而是你自己唯一的最重要的使命之一。
Brothers and sisters, may we have all this a sense of urgency.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们来能够意识到这个紧迫性。
If you feel this is right, give me an amen.
如果你认为这样是对的，请你跟我说阿们。
I hope today you will solve this problem.
我希望你今天就能够开始来解决这个问题。
Because the soul is precious, the soul is eternal.
因为人的灵魂是如此的宝贵，因为它持到永恒。
And number three, the soul's possibility.
第三点就是灵魂的可能性。
We don't know how the Lord used them afterwards.
我们不知道主之后会怎么样使用。
You know, remember when Peter saw that dream, that there is a big sheet of a cloth with all kinds of animals on it, and the Lord said, "Rise up and eat."
记得彼得所见的异象吗？在一个大布下有各种爬行的不洁净的动物，那神就说起来。
And Peter said, "No, I haven't even touched this thing before in my life."
他对彼得说起来吃，彼得就说主啊，我从来连碰都没碰过这些不洁净的东西。
Yet after three times, then what? Cornelius' servant is knocking at his door.
当主对彼得说了三吩咐了三次之后，哥尼流的仆人就来敲这个门。
To invite him to Cornelius' house to preach the gospel.
好来邀请彼得到哥尼流的家来传讲福音。
And even at that time, Peter is still so reluctant.
那个时候彼得是如此的不愿意。
He said, according to our law, we are not to engage in people that is not of our race.
根据我们的律法，我们不应该与外邦人来掺杂。
But since God commandment to do, then I will preach the gospel to you.
但是因着主亲自对我这样讲了，那我就向你传讲福音。
The Bible tells us even before the message ended, the Holy Spirit is poured upon Cornelius' house and everybody that is in it.
那神就在圣经上记载说，当彼得传之后，所有在神的灵大大的浇灌下，就在哥尼流家的人都感受到圣灵的浇灌。
Because of that, God opens the door to the Gentiles.
所以就急着这件事情，神开启了向万邦传讲福音的门。
How about the example of Philip?
那我腓力呢
？The Lord brought him to the desert to preach the gospel to the Ethiopian eunuch.
神把腓力差到旷野当中，向埃塞俄比亚的太监来传讲福音。
When the Ethiopian eunuch received the gospel, it opens the door to Africa.
那当这个埃塞俄比亚的官他信了福音，这样对非洲传讲福音的门就打开了。
How about Paul and Silas answering God's call to Macedonia?
那彼得和希拉来回应神的呼召，到马其顿去传讲福音。
Because of the gospel that is preached in Macedonia, the door of the gospel to Europe is open.
因着彼得和希拉到马其顿去传讲福音在欧洲的门就被打开了。
Brothers and sisters, we don't know what is going to happen.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不知道什么事情会发生。
But we obey.
但是我们就需要顺从。
One time, D.L. Moody was working as a shoe salesman in Chicago.
穆迪他以前是在芝加哥的一位卖鞋的人。
And one day, the Lord asked a certain brother to go to the shoe store to preach the gospel to D.L. Moody.
那有一天，神就差遣几个弟兄姊妹到穆迪弟兄卖鞋的店里，向他传讲福音。
And,
他就信了。
And that name of the brother is even forgotten.
那个为穆迪弟兄传讲福音的弟兄的名字已经被忘记。
But thank God that day.D.L. Moody received the gospel.
但是感谢神，那一天，穆迪就接受了主耶稣。
Because of that, he became one of the famous gospel preachers in the 20th century.
因此，他成为二十世纪最大的福音布道家之一。
Brothers and sisters, we don't know what's going to happen.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不知道之后会发生什么事。
Maybe one day he might be a great preacher.
就有一天。他会成为一个很大伟大的布道家。
But this, our job is to preach the gospel.
但是不管是什么样的结局，我们的工作是要传讲福音。
Number four.
第四点。
We don't know the future.
我们不知道将来。
Today or tomorrow, we don't know whether what will happen.
今天或者明天，我们都看不到未来。
We just need to preach the gospel because we don't know the future.
因着我们不知道未来，因此我们要传讲福音。
Number five, it, because of what? It is a commandment by God.
第五点，因为这是神的命令。
It is not a suggestion or an option.
这不是一个有选择的或者一个建议。
The Lord said, "Go into the world and preach the preach the gospel to all nations."
是因为神对他的子民说，去到地极传讲福音到地极。
Well, you said, "Well, we are not gospel preachers. We are not evangelists."
那你就会说，我们不是不知道怎么样传福音，我们不是布道传福音的布道家。
But let me tell you, when the persecution was on Jerusalem.
然后我告诉你，当外临到耶路撒冷的时候
，Only the apostles remained in Jerusalem.
只有那些。只有使徒们在耶路撒冷待着。
The rest of the brothers and sisters was scattered around all over Samaria and over the Judea.
所有的其他的弟兄就到了犹大全地和撒玛利亚。
They might not be preachers.
他们也许不是布道家。
But they still need to fulfill the great commission to preach the gospel.
虽然他们不是布道家，但是他们依然履行职责来传讲神的福音。
Brothers and sisters, we had a job and responsibility to do it.
弟兄姊妹们，我们有这个责任，我们的工作来传讲福音。
We need to preach the gospel to the unbelievers.
我们一定要向不信的人来传讲福音。
On the other hand, we also need to preach the gospel to our fellow believers.
我们不仅如此，还要对我们同样的信徒来继续传讲福音。
Because every time we talk about the gospel, our concept is concerning a person need to be saved because he is living in sin.
我们经常觉得一个不信的人生活在罪里，他需要福音。
This is that is the gospel. It's true.
这是的，绝对没错。
But when we talk about gospel, it means the good news.
但我们说到福音是好信。
The Bible is the good news.
圣经就是好消息。
Today, brothers and sisters needs the good news every day.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要每天都需要这个好消息。
You know why? How could the church be healthy?
教会怎么才能够？健康的。
A lot of times the thing that is in our concept that church is healthy because there's a lot of services.
有的时候我们就有一些错误的感觉，以为教会健康的就是说它有许多的侍奉。
Oh, there's a lot of members, so the church is healthy.
或者有许多的信徒。
A little part it is.
也许是有一点正确。
But the real thing is, if a church is healthy when they are abundant in the Word of God.
如果一个教会真的是在一个健康的状况下，是因为它有充满了神的话语。
The Bible tells us in Ephesians, speaking one to another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
在以弗所书里面，神教导我们说要彼此对说，接着诗歌、灵歌、诗词来彼此对说，传讲话语。
You know, we need to encourage one another by God.
我们要彼此。急着神的话语来鼓励。
There's a wrong concept that when we preach the word of God, it should always be in the pulpit.
还有一个错误的讲法，就是如果你想要传讲神的话语的话，只有站在讲台上。
So if you are not assigned the pulpit, then you cannot preach the word of God. That's not so.
如果你没有被派在讲台上，你就没有这个责任，这是错误的。
Sister, you can preach the word of God to your fellow sister by through the telephone.
姊妹们，你们可以向你们其他姊妹来传讲福音，急着电话来成就这个。
Instead of talking about nonsense, we start to encourage one another with the word of God.
你这样就彼此与其他的弟兄姊妹们一起勉励。
Friday night we have the so-called Bible study.
礼拜五的时候我们有圣经研读。
In other words, there are still a lot of brothers that are assigned to take the lead. It's true.
有许多的弟兄都被安排来领会。
But what is the job of all the other members?
这的确的，但是其他的成员呢？
We need also to study the word and also to have fellowship with one another.
我们也需要认真的读神的，来彼此的分享。
Ephesians chapter 4 says, for the building up of the body of Christ, for the edification of the body.
以弗所书第四章来说，第四章。Sorry.
Chapter 4. For the work of the ministry.
是为了神的侍奉。
For the edification of the body of Christ.
是 Sorry.
Chapter
4. And
第四章四五
Verse 15.
Yeah.
唯用爱心全身靠他各按职责照着功用彼此相助、在爱中建立自己。
How do you build us one another in love?
我们怎么才能在爱中建立自己呢？
It is through the word of God.
是藉着神的话语。
We talk about other things, there will be division.
如果我们讲到其他的东西，那一定会有纷争。
There will be differences.
一定会有不一样的看法。
But when we come to the Word of God,
但是我们讲到圣经
are built up together.
那我们就是一个身体。
So brothers and sisters, we need to preach that.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们需讲神的话语。
Lastly,
最后一点
，How should our attitude be when we are preaching the Word of God?
我们在传讲神的话语，我们应该有什么样的态度呢
？There are four things we need to be committed.
有四点，第一点，我们要全心。
Because it is a job.
因为这是我们的工作职责。
No, brothers, it is our job.
这是我们的工作。
Who are here are working? Can you please raise your hand?
如果你有工作，请举起手来。
Amen. Right. You feel if your mood is not good, do you still go to work?
即使你心情不好，你还去工作吗？
心情不好，要不要去工作？Well, if your mood is good, you go to work. If your mood is not good, do you go to work? You still need to go to work.
不管你心情好不好，你都需要去工作。
Because this is a commitment.
因为这是神对我们的要求。
It is job need to be done.
这是我们必须要做的一件事。
Today, when we preach the gospel, the same thing. We need to be committed because it's a job.
今天我们要全心的成就这个责任，这因为是我们的职责，我们的工作。
Number two, we need to have a con.
第二点，我们要有交心。
Commitment is because it is a job.
我们说的是我们要全心
concerning being having love and compassion
就是第二点我们就是我们要交心我们要有同情心
One time in Florida a person is standing on the roadside and he saw another person having an accident
有一次在佛罗里达有一个人站在路边看到另外一人有一个事故
and it was so bad that the person is lying down on his face
那这个事故是如此的糟，那个人在面伏于地。
And now this person observing said, "Oh, poor fellow."
那这个
what a bad day.
这个人就说这个人太可怜了，真是不好，很糟糕的一天。
But when other people try to turn that person around,
当其他的人想要把这个躺在地下的人
翻过来的时候 and the person see the face of the person injured,
当他看到他的脸的时候
it is his brother.
是他的弟兄
Immediately the attitude changed.
他的态度立刻就变了
They call 911.
赶快打911。
He start to have this so-called you know, artificial respiration or whatever it is.
他做人工呼吸。
Why? Because it is his brother.
因为为什么？因为他是他的弟兄。
This is when we look at the soul of people.
姊妹，当我们今天看到人的灵魂的时候
，we need to see it is our brother or a potential brother.
我们要看到他会成为我们的弟兄，就要以弟兄来对待他们。
Don't just stand there, oh poor fellow, he's going to hell.
而不是站在旁边说，哦可怜的人啊，他要去地狱。
Today, this is our brother.
今天他是我们的弟兄。
We need to see people as God sees the people.
我们要以神的眼光来看这些人。
If we see by through the eyes of God.
如果我们藉着神的眼光看这些人
then the soul of people is precious.
是人的灵魂是如此的宝贵
then our attitude will be totally different.
那我们的态度就会整个转变
there will be such a sense of urgency.
我们就会有焦急感
not only you want to preach the gospel to them.
你不仅想要向他们传讲福音
you will pray for them until they got saved.
你还会为他们祷告一直到他们得救为止
so it's more than a commitment, it should be a concern.
它不仅是一个诫命，而且是要令我们交心的一件事情。
The third point, we need to be consistent.
第三点是一定要有恒心。
You know, in the gospel, it tells us about the parable of the sower.
在福音书当中讲到众人的比喻。
He said the sower sowed the seed.
是要讲这个撒种的人开始撒种。
At the time when they know need to sow the seed, they sow the seed.
不管怎么样，他们都在撒种。
But some falls on the roadside.
有一些落在路边
some fall on the rocky ground.
有些落在土浅石的地上。
Some falls on the seed falls on those with a lot of thorn and thistles.
有一些落在荆棘的丛里。
Some falls on the good ground.
有些落在好土当中。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of times we Christians we just look at where the seed fell.
有些弟兄姊妹们，我们时常在撒种之前，先看看我们的种是撒在哪儿。
And we are so concerned. Well, if I preach the gospel, is it going to a good ground?
我们就会开始想，我讲这个福音会落在好土里吗
？Or is it going to the thorns and thistles?
还是落在荆棘里面
？Brothers and sisters, let's not pay attention to where it falls.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不应该去关注这个种是掉在荆棘里面，还是掉在好土里。
But where it falls, it depends upon the Lord.
因为不管是落在哪儿，这是事情。
Whether it grows or not, it depends upon the Lord.
生长也在乎于主。
Because Paul said, "I planted, Apollo watered, but it is God who gave the growth."
因为保罗说了，我栽种，亚波罗撒种，我撒种，亚波罗浇水，神是让他生长的神。
So regardless whether they receive the gospel or not, we still need to preach the gospel and preach the gospel consistently.
不管结果是怎么样，我们仍然要持续的来传讲福音，要恒心的传讲。
Lastly, we need to be confident.
最后一点，我们要有信心。
Confident that the seed that is we sown will one day grow.
我们要有信心，我们撒的种有一天一定会生长。
One time there's a lady, he's about to die.
有一次有一个女士她要死了。
And in his will he said, after I die, put me in that coffin and put me in that vault.
他就说在他的遗嘱里面，他说我死之后让我把要把我放在这个棺材。
And put it in a
放在一个头。
That will preserve the whole thing.
就是放在一个可以让它维持时间长的一个地方。
And outside that vault it says preserve forever.
在它这个特殊的装置外面贴着永远的宝石。
The one, after many years has passed, due to the weather, there is a crack in the vault.
那很多年之后，在这个因为着这个天气的侵蚀，所以在这个装置的上面就有一个裂缝。
But coincidentally, accidentally, a seed fell through the crack.
那就如此的凑巧，就有一个种子撒了进了去。
And that seed start to grow.
然后这个种子就开始发芽。
It became a tree.
长大了，成为一棵树。
It break through the vault.
把这整个都已经都破碎了，就长出来了。
Brothers and sisters, the word of God is just like that.
弟兄姊妹们，神的话语就像这样。
We need to have confidence. The word of God is just like that.
神的话语就像这样，我们应该有信心。
Sharper two-edged sword.
就像两刃的剑。
No matter how hard the heart of men.
不管人的心是如此的坚硬。
If God will them to be saved, they will be saved.
如果神的意愿是让他得救，他一定会得救。
Start worrying whether they will be saved or not.
不要再去交心他会不会得救。
Rather we have faith that the word of God is so powerful it will destroy all kinds of hindrances.
而是相信神的话语是如此的有力量，一定会清平一切的阻拦。
May the Lord really have mercy on us this new year.
愿神恩待我们在这个新年里面。
Individually we need to pursue the word of God.
我们每一个人个人的操练和属灵里面应该追求神的话语。
Not only for the growth in life, but in preparation for the Lord's coming back.
不仅是因为我们生命的成长，并且来预备主的再来。
On the other hand, we need to spread the gospel.
换一句话说，我们还要另一方面，我们还要来传讲福音。
Because the Bible tells us when the gospel is preached to the end of the world.
因为圣经教导我们说，我们要把福音传向地极。
When it reached to the uttermost part of the earth.
当福音被传到地极的时候
，The Lord will come back.
我们的主就会回来。
Should we be part of that?
我们难道不要成为这其中的一份吗？
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们来有些祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your word.
主耶稣，早间我们谢谢你的话语。
Your word is powerful like a two-edged sword.
你的话语是如此的尖利，像两刃的剑。
Your word is life. It's like a seed that is planted on the good ground.
你的话语就是生命，就像一粒落在好土里面就长出来。
Lord, may we fall in love with your word.
让我们被你的生命所充满。
May we love your word and be diligent on your word.
让我们来爱慕你的话语，来
As we prepare for your coming back.
来准备你的再来。
Lord, continue to speak in our hearts.
主求你继续对我们心里讲话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.